Over the last two centuries, archaeologists have been painstakingly digging out a city frozen in time. Nearly 2,000 years ago, fast-moving currents of hot gas and volcanic matter, known as pyroclastic flow, discharged by Volcano Vesuvius, buried an entire city.
2 days ago, found...
Francesco Muscolini is an archaeological officer from the Italian ministry in charge of the latest excavations here and is my guide through these recent discoveries.
The city was covered by volcanic material up to 10, 12 meters. So this destroyed the city, but preserved at the same time.
Last month, Muscolini's team unearthed the bones of a man crushed by an enormous stone while trying to flee the explosion of 79 AD. The Fuggiasco in Italian, or fugitive in English, was found on top of the first wave of volcanic material, indicating he likely survived the first eruption. Experts believe he then tried to flee down a small street to take cover, but was caught by the pyroclastic flow from the second explosion. However, he was also discovered with a large boulder in the location of his head, which makes his manner of death unclear, says Muscolino.
Perhaps the skeleton was struck by a block, but we don't know exactly if he was already dead when the block fell on him.
A deformation found in Fuggiasco's tibia could have also hindered his ability to run fast.
Yes, one of the bones of the leg had deformation, probably because he was lame, had some problem to walk. It was also very, very difficult to run on the volcanic material.
Interestingly, the Fuggiasco was discovered carrying a pouch holding at least 20 silver coins and 2 bronze coins, equivalent to around 500 euros in today's currency. He was also carrying what appeared to be his house keys. The mayor of Pompeii, Pietro Amitrano, says something remarkable is discovered here every day.
Pompeii has 66 hectares of total territory. 44 have already been excavated, so that leaves 22 hectares. And this section is part of this, so you can imagine how many things you can still find.
Oil lamp holders, plates, pots, amphora, and other terracotta figurines have also been recovered from these latest excavations. Archaeologists believe these remarkable discoveries prove how similar we are today with the Romans who lived 2,000 years ago. Inside a small warehouse, Osilia Trapani shows me a number of items recently excavated. She is an archaeologist in charge of categorizing and archiving all the new finds before they are sent to be restored.
Queste, ad esempio, sono due serrature di porta.
These, for example, are 2 door locks. One is bronze and iron, the other one is only iron. The interesting part is that the restoration will probably tell us that these 2 sections made of iron are probably what is left of their keys. They were still inside the lock at the moment of the eruption.
But can Mount Vesuvius erupt again? Volcanologists say yes. But that doesn't appear to worry the locals of Pompeii, says Mayor Amitrano.
Mount Vesuvius is our father. We must somehow thank him. He covered the city, the entire city, in a particular way so that we can see Pompeii as we do today. He didn't destroy it.
Today, the ancient city of Pompeii has been classified a UNESCO World Heritage Site and is visited by over 3 million people annually, making it one of the most popular historic attractions in Italy. But for those in Guatemala still reeling after the deadly eruption of Volcano Fuego, they are praying it won't take 2 centuries of excavations to find out what happened to their loved ones still missing. Natalie Carney for DW in Pompeii, Italy.